Yo, how you doing? This is Vinny from the neighborhood. You remember me? I gotta tell you something I just did, and I want you to know about it. I just made a big donation to the Professional Left Podcast with Driftglass and Blue Gale. Hey, they make me laugh. Let me tell you something. Driftglass, with all his opinions on David Brooks and stuff, I dig his anger. And Blue Gale, what a girl with her little kids and everything. It's fantastic. The problem is, a lot of these right-wing broadcasters, you know, they make a whole lot of money, not these guys. And these guys out there fighting for you every day. So I want to ask you something. What say you go over to their website, professionalleft.blogspot.com, and, you know, give them some bucks, because you know you listen to them every week, don't you? Don't you? Don't lie to me. You do. So you got to help them, okay? Because they don't got tons of money, okay? So professionalleft.blogspot.com. Give them some dollars. They need it. Don't make me come back here, okay?
William, you don't know how much I enjoy hearing your voice.
Hi, how are you? We've had a break.
Have we ever?
We did.
Well, a lot of things happened. You had a visit from overseas.
Yes.
My
father came down.
Yeah.
My father came down, and while the shit was going on, overseas, he kind of begged me to stay. He said, "I don't want to go back there."
Why didn't you let him stay?
I did. I sat there and said, "Man, yeah, there's a place for you here all the time. I love you, big guy." You know. By the way, he was up there in where he lives, right? And he's like the only Democrat where he
on
lives
on the Cape, on the
yeah,
Cape,
the Cape, Cape Cod. And now the hedge fund managers are taking over. And then I tell you, 2 years ago, oh, you couldn't stop, because they actually go down to a little store, store, and they sit on wooden benches.
On the Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, they sit on a Cracker Barrel next to Garrison Keillor. They whittle, you know. And there's a pot-bellied stove, and they talk politics. Well, yeah, all those guys who are just like, I tell you, a lot of Republicans in Cape Cod, and they're all going, oh, Trump's great, he's fabulous. Now it gets kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Now I said, Dad, what's going on with those guys? Oh, they don't come by that much anymore. I said, yeah.
Well, I mean, I was back there, a month ago, my mother and father were both kind of not all rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, no other girls can fit your bra. They were not, all that into Trump.
Well, good, because I think that's spreading.
Well, yeah.
But, you know.
I still don't think they'll vote for the Democrat, and certainly not for Pelosi.
Well, why would you do that? Why would you actually vote? Guys, listen, I'm telling you, man, this is just a vote against evil, right?
Yeah.
This is a vote against straight up evil. If you're not willing to vote against this guy and the party that's embraced him, this Nazi thug, if you're not willing to do it right now, God have mercy on your soul.
Well, there is another Democrat.
Am I being too left here? Am I being too left? Because after last weekend, I was sitting there going, first of all, I'm going to go into Trump land, so I probably should play the music. Should we play the music tonight?
No, well, yeah, I was going to say, though, that there is somebody running, another Democrat running for Pelosi's seat.
Oh, well, vote for them.
I did.
Okay, good. All right, that's fine. You know, in the primary, but once they nominate, you vote for the blue one.
Yeah.
Okay, no fucking around here. I don't, it's like,
no fucking around.
No fuck around here. I don't want to hear any. Listen, all my left wing friends. Yes, I know it's a corporate. They're just terrible. I don't give a shit. Vote blue, okay? Because this shit is only a preview of coming attractions. And of course, I'm talking about the absolute shit that's gone down in the last 3 to 4 weeks when we haven't been doing anything. I am sitting here with a fucking scotch. You know, one of the reasons I stopped, Randy, one of the reasons I've stopped is that twice a month for five years, I have been talking about American politics, and it is not making me happy.
No, not recently. It used to make us happy.
I can't even make jokes about this anymore. I can't. It's hard to make jokes about this. So the one thing that you can do, listen, folks, I voted, and I live in Melbourne, Australia.
I voted, and I live in Melbourne, Australia.
You voted, and you live in Melbourne, Australia. You got to vote. You got to vote, man. Vote blue. I don't give a shit. You have a problem with the Democrats. Who doesn't? Shut up and vote. You've got to stop this guy. He's the real deal. Here's our intro for
Trumpledites.
Trumpledite. The real Nazi thug that he is. The mask is off, guys.
The Trumpistan national anthem.
Here it is. And hopefully this is what's going to happen to him in a week. We got a week, guys. Here it is.
Oh, my God, please help me knee-deep in the river trying to get clean. He says, wash your hands, get out the stains, but you best believe, boy, there's hell to pay. Yeah, you best believe, boy, there's hell to pay.
I'm going to bring the whole fucking diseased, corrupt temple down on your head. It's got to be biblical.
According to your reporting, everyone around the president, senior advisors, family members, every single one of them, questions his intelligence and fitness for office.
Let me put a marker in the sand here. 100% of the people around him. The one description that everyone gave, everyone has in common, they all say he is like a child.
No matter what you do, you're gonna learn the truth.
Yeah, so Randy, it's been a while since we've been sitting here talking about the orange-headed weasel, the disgusting slime ball that happens to be president.
The Halloween Trump.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah, guys, I want to refresh your memory, and you know, as Driftglass says over at Driftglass and Blue Gal at the Professional Left, Driftglass says that memory is our superpower. I'm asking you to remember. Just 3 weeks ago. That's it. That's all you have to remember. Mm-hmm. I'd like to unveil this as another part of our ongoing series, The Department of Irony. Here it is from 3 weeks ago.
The radical Democrats have turned into an angry mob.
We refuse to be intimidated by the a mob of people.
No to mob rule.
It's unthinkable. I don't have the courage. You don't hand matches to an arsonist, and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob, and that's what they've become.
But this is the first confirmation hearing for a Supreme Court justice I've seen, basically, according to mob rule.
What we have learned is the resistance that has existed since the day after the November 16, 2016 election is centered right here on Capitol Hill. They have encouraged mob rule.
The tactics that have been employed both by Judiciary Committee, Democratic senators, and by the virtual mob that's assaulted all of us in the course of this process has turned our base on fire. My members dealing with, we've been under assault, Laura.
Yeah, the key phrase there is our guys are on fire. By the way, can I just say to Mitch McConnell, Randy?
Yeah.
Who's the angry mob, really?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Brett Kavanaugh is going to be on the U.S. Supreme Court.
But it's obvious.
I have no doubt of that.
It's obvious who the angry mob is. And this is the angry mob. I want you to listen to something. This is the angry mob that Mitch McConnell was talking about. Never mind the fact that 3 weeks after he says that, 3 weeks after they've been stoking their base full of victimhood and how being obliterated by an angry mob. You're always the fucking victims. And 3 weeks after Mitch McConnell said, yeah, our base is on fire. Yeah, guess what they did? One of them sent a bomb to everyone that Trump didn't like. And the other one waltz into a synagogue and gunned down 11 people in cold blood.
Yeah, and another one shot down a couple of black people and said black people should not be allowed to live. But that got overshadowed. Yeah,
and good luck trying to back away from this because, you see, the mask has slipped. Mm-hmm. And a week before the election, we have seen exactly who you are. Now, one of the things that's been saying is they've been trying to sidestep this, saying, well, you know, it hasn't been Trump directly.
Yeah.
Let me say something, okay? A week ago, because I listened to shit. A week ago. First of all, we had Charlottesville, where you had Nazis running around and you refused to condemn them.
The night of the long tiki torches,
The light of the long IKEA tiki torches. Yeah. Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember.
Where, by the way, no one from the right, no one from that lovely right-wing mob died. Evidently, one of the left-wing protesters was run down by a station wagon by one of these right-hand wing beanheads.
But there
were nice people. There were nice people on both sides, right? There are nice people on both sides. Randy?
That's what he said.
I'm sure that these guys on the Nazi side probably have some good characteristics. Maybe they can cook, make s'mores or something like that.
No,
but
good,
when
good,
it comes to
good German cooking.
Yeah, good German Sauerbraten, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Okay. After not calling out Charlottesville, he had David Duke. David Duke has been tweeting how much he likes good old Trump.
Yeah, David Duke, the Grand Wizard or whatever it
the
is.
The Grand Poobah, you know, they're all out.
Oh, no, that's the Flintstones. Out. Stop it.
Well, there are the Flintstones, really. But after all this shit, this is what Trump has been doing. Trump has been winking at the absolute crazy fucking racist right wing.
Yeah.
The Nazis, fucking Nazis?
Well, because he keeps saying left wing, so what's left? I mean,
this is what he said in at a rally.
Yeah.
Okay? Listen to this is what he said. You've heard it, but I'm going to play this again. This is like a matter of days before a Nazi walked into a synagogue in Pittsburgh and gunned down 11 people. Here it is what he said.
A globalist is a person that wants the globe to do well. Frankly, not caring about our country so much. And you know what? We can't have that. You know, they have a word. It sort of became old-fashioned. It's called a nationalist. And I say, really, we're not supposed to use that word. You know what I am? I'm a nationalist, okay? I'm a nationalist. National. Nothing wrong. Use that word. Use that word.
So within 3 days, Randy...
Of being
3 days.
Of being saying, I'm a national socialist,
No, I'm a white nationalist.
Oh, yeah.
That was code to all this crazy Kraken, all those crazed nutcases out there. And then 3-4 days later, a white nationalist, a nationalist, walks into a synagogue in Pittsburgh and kills 11.
Mm.
Let me tell you, fuck knuckle, that blood's on your hands. This guy is a Nazi. You know that he was really upset? You know what he's really upset about? He was upset that all the publicity surrounding the bombs to every Democrat and the 11 people getting gunned down was kind of getting in the way of his momentum politically.
Oh, that's the fake news people.
The fake news people. Yeah. And oh, by the way, it's like while the rest of us were digesting that we had just seen the worst piece of anti-Semitism in American history, in the modern American history, this is the worst piece of on American history anti-Semitic violence.
Yeah.
And within hours of it happening, he's on Twitter giving advice to the coaches of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah. And saying it's your own fault. You should have had guards at the door.
I love that.
Yeah, most synagogues
it's
do
your own
have
fault.
Guards
it's
at the
It's a victim's
door.
Fault. It's a victim's fault.
Yeah.
Guys, this is what we've been talking about for 2 years now. If you, my thing, this is, there's no jokes here. There are no jokes. I'm out of jokes. Okay? The only way you're going to stop this guy, okay, is you have to vote against the Republican Party. The Republican Party is now in the grip of white nationalists.
Mm-hmm.
Nazis.
Just about.
I'm a nationalist. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. He is exactly what we said he was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how Sheldon Adelson's going to take this, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, good old Sheldon's got a lot of money. I'm not sure if he's going to like that too much because, you know.
Well, the Koch brothers are going to love it. The cockroaches are good, because they're both descendants from Nazis, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Famous
Nazis. But, you
know,
I'll tell you something. Cenk Younger was on the Young Turks the other day, and he said,
yeah.
Look, he's done. Because the right can't control him anymore. And he pointed to something. There was a corporate council of people that were they Donald Trump's council on jobs or some shit,
mm-hmm.
and they've all resigned. The stock market's going down.
Mm.
Okay? I'm telling you that we have to win this election, if only to convince the Republicans that there's no political upside in teaming around with him anymore. By the way, if you're sitting next to a Republican, bring them to the thing. I'm not going to insult them or anything. Come on over. Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah, take off the golf hat or whatever hat you're wearing. Look.
MAGA.
I know
MAGA.
This you don't give it. MAGA. I'll do this. I know you don't care about the country, and I know you don't care about the poor, and I know that you hate the Spics and the Jews and the fags and the lesbians and, oh, you know, the list of people that you hate is incredible. It's incredible. It wrapped the world three times how many people you hate.
Yeah.
But the most important thing for you guys, you Republicans, is money.
And you're losing it.
You will lose it. But I've read Bob Woodward's book. We know what's going on there. And I said it before, I'll say it again. You can't spend money if you're dead. Because this guy's a maniac. You cannot control him. General Mattis is passing stones at night. There's no way that you can control this guy.
Yeah.
Okay? So you're going to have to stop this. You got to stop this. There's
well, they're
no
way. They're going to be broke soon anyway. Because the bottom's falling out of the stock market. And you can bet most of their money's in stocks.
I don't know what's going to happen. But listen, I got to observe one other thing. There are a few more stories that I wanted to do before I signed out. But I listen for my sins. I listen. You know the great facilitator of Trump, and this is something that the professional left touched on the other day.
Yeah.
The great facilitator of Trump has been the media. The media has basically made sure that Trump has always had a platform. As long as Trump was making the money, they were absolutely cool with this.
Yeah.
In fact, places like Meet the Press are so absolutely attuned to it being both sides that this whole thing in America right now is just both sides. Both sides are just equally culpable of cheapening the rhetoric, which is, of course, bullshit. Now, Chuck Todd, who has been both siding forever, introduced this story. I'm going to play the introduction to you. And the first part of his introduction is absolutely incredible. And then listen to what he says.
Is this the guy on...
I literally fell off my chair, Randy.
Is this the guy on Fox News that listed all the lies of Donald Trump?
Yes, I did. But this is like... This is like Meet the Press. Yeah. This is supposed to be a establishment newscast on NBC. Now, we know that Chuck Todd's been giving all these people like Newt Gingrich and Bill Kristol and all these people a place to speak for years.
Yeah.
And they're responsible for basically building up the party that embraced Trump.
Yeah.
They're the guys. So here's Chuck Todd's introduction of this weekend on Meet the Press this week. Oh, my God. Listen to this.
Sunday morning. As our colleague journalist Ed O'Keefe wrote on Twitter late yesterday, the worst anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history took place today, just days after the largest attempted assassination of political leaders in U.S. history. Let that sink in. It's a deeply unsettling assessment that has the disturbing advantage of being accurate. This after a week of ethnic violence and political terror. On Friday, a Florida man, Cesar Sayoc, was arrested and charged with sending as many as 14 mail bombs to Democrats and other critics of President Trump. And just as the country tried to exhale, as the mail bombing danger seemed to have passed, we learned yesterday of the horror in Pittsburgh, where 11 people were shot and killed at the Tree of Life Congregation, a synagogue in the city's heavily Jewish Squirrel Hill neighborhood. Last night, there were numerous vigils around the city and the country, including this one in Pittsburgh near the synagogue, in remembrance of the victims. In our hyper-partisan atmosphere, we will inevitably debate, was the mail bomber inspired and catalyzed by President Trump, who casts his political opponents as enemies of the people? Or was he just a loner filled with anger and political resentments? Was the synagogue shooter a product of a toxic environment on the right that treats refugees and Americans who don't look and worship as they do as other? Or was this the type of hate-filled mass murder we've seen too many times in this country before?
It's not a multiple choice question of who did this.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot. Fucking purposeful idiot. Are you trying to both sides this? Is that what you're fucking to do? Well, there's one kind of thing where the guy had a van with Trump stickers all over his car, and he was photographed at free Trump rallies. But he might have been influenced by Trump, but I don't know. Maybe it's just some of that shit that just happens. Fuck you, Chuck Todd.
Yeah.
You are such... to the worst kind of conservative trash on a regular basis, refusing to call out power because he's a little corporate. There is not that much violence on both sides. Let me tell you something, Chuck. I swear a lot on the radio. I don't build bombs. I don't build bombs. The left doesn't build bombs. And you had one instance of that happening, one instance in which a Bernie Sanders supporter went up to Washington or in there and shot at those senators. And you know what happened? Every Democrat, every single one of them, voiced first by Bernie Sanders, condemned the guy and condemned anyone associated with him. You identify with them.
Yep.
Fucking hell. You call yourself a white nationalist. And Chuck Todd can't call that out. Chuck Todd can't call that out. Gee, Chuck, I don't know. Maybe he was motivated by Trump. I don't know. It was as if maybe Trump might have incited violence at his fucking rallies. Oh, I don't know. Let's look around.
What is with this? Yes,
let's look around. Hey, Randy.
Right.
Randy, I happen to have something right here. I don't know. It was in the bucket of shit that's next to my fucking desk. Here, listen to this.
I certainly don't incite violence.
Knock the crap out of him.
Like to punch him in the face.
I don't condone violence, and I don't talk about violence.
I would have done well, but I would have been boom, boom, boom. I'll beat that. I don't know if I'll do the fighting myself or if other people will.
Maybe he should have been roughed up because it was absolutely disgusting what he was doing.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of him, would you? Seriously.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Try not to hurt him. If you do, I'll defend you in court. Don't worry about it.
In the good old days, this doesn't happen because they used to treat them very, very rough. And when they protested once, you know, they would not do it again so easily. We've become weak. We've become weak.
And you know what? The audience swung back. And I thought it was very, very appropriate. The audience hit back. And that's what we need a little bit more of now.
Part of the problem and part of the reason it takes so long is nobody wants to hurt each other anymore, right?
I don't know if I would have done well, but I would have been out there fighting, folks. I don't know if I would have done well, but I would have been boom, boom, boom. I'll beat that.
Do you plan on paying for the legal fees of this older gentleman in North Carolina who sucker punched the protester?
From what I understand, he was sticking a certain finger up in the air.
And
that is a terrible thing to do front of somebody that, frankly, wants to see America made great again.
It's possible you could help him with legal fees if this man needs it.
I've actually instructed my people to look into it, yes.
Yeah, Chuck, I don't know. I think it might have been that guy.
I would have gone boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I don't know, Chuck. I'm thinking that maybe the guy with the Trump van with the Trump stickers who listened to this guy for the campaign all the way through his presidency during his rallies, I think he might have been influenced by Trump. What do you think, asshole? Huh? Chuck Todd? You tower of fucking jello? Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm here.
Randy, you there? You just backed away.
You're not spraying.
As you do with anybody in
I'm far
therapy.
Enough away. I can't feel it.
Yeah, because this guy isn't, isn't Fox News. But this guy legitimizes the Republican Party, legitimizes the party that is now led by a white nationalist.
Well, why?
Let me tell you something,
Randy.
Stretch. If you,
he's an orange nationalist.
Well, no, he's an orange nationalist. But here's the deal, man. Here's the deal. I said it before. I said it again. If you vote for Trump now. There is no hope for you. You are leaguing with evil people doing evil things. He knows this is going to incite violence. That's why he does it. He wants anarchy. He is scared shitless, dudes. Oh, he's scared shitless. Yep. Trust me. What aren't we talking about? We're not talking about Mueller. We're not talking about what he's doing. We're not talking about the fact that all of his revelations are going to come right after the midterms. And if we have Congress, dudes, there's going to be investigations. We're going to fry your fucking ass.
I hope so.
Right? He's scared. They're all scared. Are right out of their pants, mister. And they are scared because they can see a poll coming. I'm not one of those people who thinks that we can't win the Senate, because I'm looking at the biggest turnout of a midterm like since forever. I'm talking to people all over the country, and the turnouts are incredible. Even just the postal votes. I'm talking about the early voting. You can make this happen.
Yeah, but, Billy. What about Indiana?
Yeah.
What about Georgia? What about these people that can sort of say, look, 350,000 people are being struck off the rolls because they did something.
Yeah.
We decided that they took too long to put their thing in or whatever.
Why do you
because
think
they're all
they're
Democrats,
doing it, Randy?
And that joker who's running for governor...
Why do you think the Republicans are doing that? Why do you think they're striking people off the rolls?
They're trying to cheat. They're trying to cheat again.
This guy
but the point is like the guy that's...
Yeah, yes, that's the only way they can win.
What about the conflict of interest with that guy running for governor who's also the Secretary of State?
Who's also the Secretary of State?
Who's in charge of the elect...
Yes,
in charge
I love
of the
that
electoral
one.
Rolls. What's with that?
You know who, what's the, she's a gorgeous.
The one who's
I
running
like
against
her
him.
A lot. The Kent.
Yeah.
One that's running against him. Kemp. Kemp's yeah. the
and,
Republican.
And you're, and.
Oh, I'm just an old senile bastard because she's great. And I found out the other day, I saw a photo in the Australian newspaper. Will Ferrell is going around Georgia and ringing bells.
And Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter. Who former
Jimmy
governor
Carter,
of Georgia, and
absolutely.
Of course,
yeah.
one of the great presidents, I think, who was dealt a raw deal.
Yeah.
I think he's been out there too, and he's been on the hustings, saying, "I really think that conflict of interest is just wrong."
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We've got to, you know, literally, it's guys. It's crunch time. And Randy, I mean, I sit there and go, if we don't win the Congress and there's no check on Trump's power, it's like watching the destruction of the Constitution. Of this guy's mad. He's mad. We've been talking about it. He's psychologically insane. And so, Republicans, you know, you can't spend
but
it
you
if
can't,
you
but also, what can I do? What
you know
can
what
I
I'm
do?
Saying, man?
if we don't win
the Republicans,
the Congress and the Senate,
we have to win. We have to win. You know, and I know I'm in Australia, but you know, my dad has Medicare.
Yeah.
Okay, my dad has Medicare. They're fucking with
Medicare. They're fucking
with
all of it.
You knew they were going to fucking do it. You knew that they've been wanting to do that since they want to take away Social Security.
And pre-existing conditions.
They want to undo Roosevelt. They have never stopped. They get wet dreams, and they're coming for your money. You know all that sweet Social Security crash that you put aside from your goddamn salary that they've been borrowing off of for fucking years, both Republicans and Democrats. But mostly Republicans. Those debts, that fucking war.
Yeah.
Where do you think they got the money from? Your fucking Social Security fund. And now these cocksuckers are coming for all of it because they don't give a fuck about you when you're
That's
poor.
Right. But
and they're going to drill for more fossil fuels so your kids, as much as 20 years from now, are going to be living in a living fucking hellscape.
Yeah.
That's these people. And they think that their money is going to insulate them from that. We're talking about world apocalypse in 20 years.
Yeah.
But did you get that one? The climate change report? If we start fucking building more fossil fuels and going out to get more oil, how much can we accelerate that? Maybe down to 10? When your 10-year-old is 20, or the kids that I teach are in adulthood and they're plowing through a fucking poisoned hellscape because these cocksuckers got their way. It's fuck or fight, people. That's it. And it affects not just the people. You guys in America, you listen to this show, it affects you. It affects us, too.
Well, yeah, you guys. You
because
guys
this
get,
beanhead's going to start
a
war.
A
you know it.
We get pneumonia.
Absolutely. But you know what? I got family.
So do I.
I got family over there. This is personal for me. I have elderly people who I dearly love on Medicare, and you're fucking with it. So fuck you. Vote blue. That's my new theme. Fuck you, both blue. That's it. You had enough of this crazed shit? I want you to go in and say, fuck you.
But you know what? We've got the same situation here, except...
You can use that as a copyright.
Well, no, I mean,
anyway.
We've got red is the good party, the Labour, and blue is the Liberals, the Conservatives.
No, yeah.
But you know what? They use the same song sheet. You know, Social Security and the pension, they're no longer a privilege. They're no longer a right.
They can't wait. Yeah. They can't
and
wait to get their
cut
hands
it.
On it. The banks. Yeah, seriously. No, let me tell you something. The banks almost sunk this economy in 2008. And none of these people went to prison. And now Trump has completely rescinded a lot of those things that Obama put
in
place.
And it's going to happen again.
That controls bundled securities and the black market inside the stock market that caused the collapse of Lehman Brothers and the collapse of almost the entire monetary system. And this guy just deregulated it. How long before those jokers over there on Wall Street playing fucking Vegas rules with your fucking money tanked the goddamn credit? You know how we got out of that financial crisis? We paid them. There's no more money left. They stole it all.
We got out of it, though.
No, paid
Australia.
Them off.
Australia.
We bailed them
out.
Got
out of it.
Yeah. No, Australia got out of it because we had a banking system
and
that
we
was
also
regulated.
Primed the pump with two $1,000 payments.
And we primed
to every single person.
You can go around. Absolutely. $2,000 payment to every single person. And Kevin Rudd, the Labour Prime Minister of Australia, over the opposition of the Conservatives, who don't give a fuck, put in a public works policy very similar to the one that Obama proposed after the 2008 financial crisis, the jobs program. And the Republicans voted it down. But what that did in Australia is it put a new building in every school, got a new building. And you can walk around these wonderful little schools, and that's the testament that we had a 5% unemployment rate while America was struggling through 12.
And you know his stupid tax cut, $100 billion from General Motors. They're going to go under again.
Yeah. I got to say, though, that if you're in one of those manufacturing. We do have a few listeners in Michigan and Ohio. And I'm sure you guys over there in Ohio and Michigan, you know that Obama saved the auto industry.
No,
he did, but it's gone now. That was a
it's
Democrat that did that. Well, we'll see what happens, but let me tell you something. The Republicans don't care about you at all. They'll take away your Social Security, your Medicare. You've been enrolled in Trump University.
Oh, that's cruel.
And trust me.
Oh, you're a bastard.
Yeah, it's Trump University time. And he's going
and you're eating Trump steaks. And you're eating Trump steaks.
Good night, everybody. Cheer up. Okay. Hey, listen, we're going to stop right now. I've gone a while.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm going to stop. We're going to play a little comedy or something to cheer us up a bit. And then Randy's going to be back with his Randy's Rant.
2-2-2.
What is it? 2 what? No, it's not 2-2-2.
2-2-2-3 or 2-2-3.
Ooh. Well, if it's 2-2-2, I could do the theme from 222.
Yeah.
Room 222? Yeah, I love that theme. Here it is. Yeah, room 222. You know, remember with Karen Valentine. She was the geeky teacher. You don't care about this at all, do you? All right, well, okay, we'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back. We'll be back in just a minute after some comedy. Be back in a minute.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Last week, scientists discovered that a hurricane had wiped out a tiny Hawaiian island, just wiped it right off the face of the earth. And I want to move there. Mm-hmm. Because it has been a rough week on the non-submerged parts of America. On Saturday in Pittsburgh at the Tree of Life Synagogue, a mass shooter murdered 11 worshipers. It was the worst act of violence against Jewish people in U.S. history. It's tragic, it's sickening, and our thoughts are with the victims, their families, and the larger Jewish community. But more than that, I want to say hate is not what America stands for. And tonight, all of us are with you. Case in point, hours after the shooting, a Muslim group started a crowdfunding site for victims with the goal of raising $25,000. So far, they've raised over $140,000. Tarek.
Lifetime's brightest in the dark.
Tarek El Masidi, the activist who started the page, explained, "We wish to respond to evil with good." Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, well, yeah. It's easy to have that kind of goodwill between historical friends like the Jewish people and Muslims. And I was also inspired by the 2,500 people who turned out on Sunday for a memorial service at the University of Pittsburgh, where Rabbi Jonathan Perlman said, "What happened yesterday will not break us. It will not ruin us. We will continue to thrive and sing and worship and learn together and continue our historic legacy in the city with the friendliest people that I know." Yes, it is going to take a lot more than this to break the resolve of the Jewish people. They will continue to worship, to learn, and to sing. And naturally, in times like these, our nation looks to its president for comfort and guidance. That's our first mistake. Immediately after the shooting, Trump told reporters how the attack in Pittsburgh could have been prevented. Spoiler alert, it's more guns.
This is a case where if they had an armed guard inside, they might have been able to stop him immediately.
Yes, it's so simple. In fact, why didn't the Jewish people have an armed guard for the last 5,000 years? Moses could have saved a lot of time walking in the desert if Pharaoh knew he was packing. You know what I mean? Okay, back up, Pharaoh.
Now, some people thought Trump should cancel his rally that he had planned for Saturday night, but he explained why he didn't cancel the rally at the rally he should have canceled.
Dick Grasso, a friend of mine, great guy, he headed up the New York Stock Exchange on September 11th, and the New York Stock Exchange was open the following day. He said, and what they had to do to open it, you wouldn't believe. We won't even talk to you about it. But he got that exchange open.
That is an inspiring story, if any of it was true. Because the New York Stock Exchange was closed until September 17th. So, Trump's instinct when addressing a tragedy was to lie about another tragedy. I think lying about anything associated with 9/11 is a disqualifier for the presidency, or really, having any job. Okay, okay, Bill. Okay, Bill, let's see if your Arby's material. It says here that your biggest weakness is you're a perfectionist and lying about 9/11. Okay, you can go. But there was something that almost prevented Trump from holding his rally.
By the way, somebody just said, your hair looks different today. I said, well, I was standing under the wing of Air Force One doing a news conference early this morning, a very unfortunate news conference. And the wind was blowing and the rain, and I was soaking wet. And that's what I ended up with today. And I said, well, at least you know it's mine. And I said, maybe I should cancel this arrangement because I have a bad hair day.
Wait, hold. So he thinks all the other ones are good hair days? That is deeply troubling.
When he was walking on the plane, the thing almost came off.
Another weird thing happened on the way to the rally. Take a look at this clip from Saturday of Trump carrying an umbrella and boarding Air Force One. Okay, so there he is, just about to board with his umbrella, and time to close it up, and he just leaves it.
You can't. He just walks away. There you go. You can't just drop an umbrella when you're done with it. It's not a wife. Not for nothing, but remember when Trump took a test to say his brain was good, and then we found out the guy who administered the test was popping pills, then we just never did another test? I think this was the other test. Of course, the tragedy this weekend makes the serial bomber last week seems like a lighthearted story from the Smile File. The FBI caught that guy who did it, Florida maniac and guy who uses the Just for Men stencil pack. Cesar Sayak, this alleged criminal, was arrested on Friday morning at an AutoZone car part shop in Florida, which, let's face it, is definitely not the first time someone has said that sentence. Here's what we know about Sayak so far. He's 56 years old, and in the past, he's worked as a DJ and spent much of the past decade living out of his van. Living out of his van? My God, he's the most successful DJ I know. And there's no way to know for sure if Sayak was a fan of President Trump unless you see him at a Trump rally or posing in a MAGA hat in front of Trump's bus or check out his van, which features the world's most MAGA-tastic fan art collage. He might as well have had a bumper sticker that said, "If this van's a rockin', it's because I'm making pipe bombs to send to the people pictured on the side of the van." Now, with Sayak's adoration of Trump, and the fact that everyone Sayak sent a bomb to was someone that Trump had targeted in his speeches, it's reasonable to ask if the president's racist fear-mongering and declaring so-called enemies of the people in any way encourages violence toward the people he calls enemies. Reporters asked if the president bears any of that responsibility, and here's what Sarah Huckstand said.
The only person responsible for carrying out either of these heinous acts were the individuals who carried them out.
And the president agrees. There's only one place to put the blame. The fake news media, the true enemy of the people, must stop the open and obvious hostility and report the news accurately and fairly. That will do much to put out the flame, dot, 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 of anger and outrage. And we will then be able to bring all sides together in peace and harmony. Fake news must end. Nothing, okay, the point is, nothing I say influences anyone. But if the news keeps influencing people by saying what I said, I'm just gonna say, I told you so.
Also, I would pay anything to know what he wrote inside that card that he definitely didn't actually get. Like, roses are red, love is a mystery, I had a historic Electoral College victory. Why did Trump say he called into Fox and Friends? Because it was Melania's birthday. Like, what does that mean? He's like, honey, I've got a great celebration planned for us today. I'm gonna talk to some TV people while sitting on the toilet. Like, oh, thank you, Donald. My life is a beautiful dream. I feel like after a couple of hours, the doctor told her she could go home, and Melania was like, no, I should stay. I should stay until you check everything out. I stay longer. I was like, okay, well, Miss First Lady, since we're keeping you longer, your husband is on his way to visit. Okay, pull the plug. We've tried everything. Pull the plug. It's like, you're not on life support. I don't care. Just try it. See what happens. What have you done with Melania, Donald? What have you done? Because we know she didn't write that tweet. We know that's not her. The media is working overtime. Only one Trump says that. You, Trump, say that. The only thing that would make it more obvious is if Melania's next tweet was, I'm doing great, total witch hunt. We know it's you, Donald. Where's Melania? Where is she? He was furious because he found out Melania was watching CNN instead of Fox, which, when you think about it, is probably her way of cheating on him. You know? She was probably like, that's right, husband. I've been secretly seeing a black man, Don Lemon. Finally, in other news, if you've ever wondered what inspired the First Lady's Be Best campaign, well, you need wonder no more.
For the first time, Melania Trump revealing why exactly she focused on cyberbullying.
What happened to you personally, or what did you see personally that you thought you wanted to tackle this issue?
I could say I'm the most bullied person on the world.
You think you're the most bullied person in the world?
One of them.
Wow. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, that's disappointing. Like, I thought Melania Trump was inspired to fight cyberbullying because she cared about other people. But no, it turns out she created an entire campaign just to help herself. Like, I don't even know how to, it's like, this is like finding out the real reason Nelson Mandela wanted to end apartheid is just because he wanted to smash white girls, you know? It's like, we need to end racial separation so that I can get some of that Becky ass. Now I can't wait to see what issue Melania finds important next. She's just like, and now that I have solved bullying, I'm proud to announce new initiative, Be Not Asking Wife for Sex. Together we change the world.
And now it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time again for Randy's Rant.
And it's
all around.
I got my little pasties on.
You've got those tasties on. You're doing your little Randy
and
dance.
I'm going in concentric circles.
Oh, my God.
And I'm wearing boxer shorts.
Oh, Christ. It's all happening back here at the Bill Show Studios here.
Yeah.
Reverend Manning is out there, of course. He's
got a flame coming
Reverend
out of his
Manning,
ass.
How are you? Yeah. I'm fine, Bill. I'm fine. Right, that's Reverend Manning. Okay. He's our receptionist here at the Bill Show Studios.
I'm going to get rid of apartheid so I can bust some of that cracker ass.
Trust you to keep the level of this show a bit higher.
But that's why they stick around, Willie.
Yes, okay. What do you got for us, Uncle Randy?
Well, I'm actually going to probably lower the tone even more.
Why am I not surprised? Go for it, dude. Come on.
I cannot.
Jump in.
For the life of me.
Water's fine.
This is why I cannot, for the life of me,
yes,
work out
what?
Why Trump supporters, male and female, support him with such passion. And anything he says and anything he does is okay.
Yeah.
And what made me realize this...
It's the Borg,
is,
man.
It's the Borg. These people have totally drunk the Kool-Aid. This is Obama. This is like Trump Town, not Jonestown. Mm. This is Trump Town.
Mm.
And these people, this is a group of supporters that were asked during Brett Kavanaugh's hearings,
right,
whether he should, you know, his indiscretions or anything that happened is a valid reason to question him. Well, I mean, like we said, it's been 30 years. If she didn't come forward, it must not have been serious.
Okay.
Well, sometimes you can't come forward.
Is this the five Republican activists?
No.
Okay, all right.
No.
All right.
This is a man on the street vox pop, woman on the street vox pop.
Oh, my God.
And the thing, and the thing is that, like we said, if it had been Kavanaugh that had been sexually molested 30 years ago by one of his Jesuit priests, of course it's okay for him to recall 30 years later all the hurt and suffering that he'd had, and everybody would be on side. But the fact that Ford did it 30 years later, it must not have been serious.
That's right. It's a very good comparison. Molested at an early age, well, I mean, she was 14 when this prick got on it. No, by the way, I haven't forgotten about you, Brett. You malicious little weasel.
He's already had heard his first case too.
And he did. Oh, good.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better already. By the way, can I always say something? We here at the Bill Show, We just swear a lot. That's what we do. And we vote, and we organize, and we, you know.
What did you just say? Did you swear?
No, I'm just saying that it's like when I say things like, Brett, don't worry, you haven't escaped my... It's not creepy. I'm not being creepy. I'm just saying, I know you're there, prick. And I'm watching because there's going to be shit going down soon. Anyway.
Have a listen to these people who are coming out of a Trump rally, all wearing MAGA hats, MAGA t-shirts, MAGA this, MAGA that.
Yeah.
And they're, so we'll call them maggots.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Which is, that's good.
Okay.
Have a listen. And this, it's, I'm sure you'll be ranting after
Okay. Let's lower the IQ in this room really quick. Really quick. Here it is. Man on the street. Here it is.
I'm here at a Trump rally in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's overflowed. People can't even get in. And I asked some Trump supporters about hashtag him too, which is really the all lives matter of the Me Too movement, where men are saying that they're being unfairly treated in this movement. Some Trump supporters had some strong words to say about that. There's this new movement called Him Too, which are men who are basically saying they've been wrongfully accused of sexual assault. It's a response to the Me Too movement. Right. What is your thought on that?
Absolutely. I have 4 sons and I have 5 brothers, so I want our men protected. There's no way that I don't want anybody accused without some evidence.
My opinion, if I went to a party and was raped, I wouldn't go back 10 more times. If you think about it.
What do you mean by that?
The girl Ford went back to parties after what happened. I don't think it happened. Too many men are in jail for false accusations. It should be Me Too for the man, Me Too for the woman.
It's just a total leftist thing. A total left. I mean, the women, half of them, I'm not saying all of them, but there's some of them that are paid. Other ones, I'm sure they've been abused, really. You can't say no on that. But still, most generally, it's just a thing that Democrats want to do and say. That's all about it. That's all it about amounts to.
I've said it for a long time. Women should button their blouse, cross their legs, and quit acting like they want something. And then they won't get it.
Oh, wow. So you're saying it's more on the women.
I think it's ridiculous.
In what specific examples are you thinking of when you make that statement?
Everybody's great, happy when they get the Oscar. And then whenever, I mean, I'm not saying he's not a scumbucket.
Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah. But they knew what they were doing. And now they're ruining everybody's life over it.
I mean, I'm all for it. If somebody really does get sexually assaulted, you should speak out about it. I don't believe in waiting years, but I mean, you know, I get where, you know, different emotions can take a big effect in that. But at the same time, I mean, there is certain rape kits, things like that, that help prove the fact, that help prove your story if you do come out in the open very soon about it instead of waiting till years after. But, I mean, I do agree the women are kind of in a tough spot with everything, and I'm all for them, you know?
Well, if you're talking about Kavanaugh, I think the whole thing was a hoax.
I'm talking about the movement in general, including the accusations against President Trump.
First of all, I never got into any of that anyway, because you don't know what's real, what's not, and I don't really care. And anything that guy did before he's president was his business.
And that's the quickest way people get mad and take the revenge by threatening, oh, my God, he raped me. I don't buy it.
Why did they wait so long? You know, I mean, everybody's going to, when a person climbs a ladder, people always try to knock you down. So, I mean, for a woman to go out and say that, they should have brought that up years ago. They shouldn't have brought it up just now, you know.
A lot of times women feel too traumatized to come forward.
They're all they're doing is kidding themselves. You know, I mean, they're not traumatized. No, I mean, 30 years ago, be real, okay? Let's be real.
So you're talking about Kavanaugh there?
Whoever. You don't wait 30 years and then say someone assaulted you. Just don't do it. If anything, she should have did like Monica Lewinsky and saved the dress.
And who can argue with that?
Yeah, she should have kept the dress. Should have kept that black Gap dress with the shiny little snail smear down the front. Now, I just think, what about that woman? You got to keep your chest and stop looking like you're asking
for it. Yeah, believe me.
And what did you say? I don't think anybody's ever slipped into her.
Well, let's just try not to be too crude, but say, basically, I kind of get from your tone of voice, lady, I don't think you've been ever asking for it. I am absolutely sure there's a bitter, twisted white guy sitting at home watching a lot of porn.
I can see her wearing a button-up cardigan, buttoned all the way up to her chin.
I hate to say it. Look, you're going to get on me for being sexist about this, I'm sorry. Sarah Huckabee Sanders looks like Miss Piggy. She just does. And I'm a fat guy. She just does.
No, I saw her with she's Uncle Fester.
She's Uncle Fester. And
somebody put Medusa.
Watching this woman sit there and talk about basically the fact, just don't look like you want it. Is kind of
because you're gonna.
You have
get
never
it.
Had a
you're
stock that was that much in play, lady. So I.
Oh, Willie, this is terrible.
I don't give a shit. Shut up. Why do these? Yeah. Why do these fucking Republican women look like they've been in a pickle jar for like a fucking century? They live at fucking Walmart. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm furthering the goddamn stereotype. But look who the assassin was. The attempted assassin.
Yeah.
He was a stripper from Florida living out of a van.
Now he's the bomber.
There's a reason. There is a reason you guys have that. How you doing? Good to see you. Reputation. Because, you're dumb as dog shit, man. You know something? What I can't get around is that these people actually would benefit for medical care. To have Social Security when they die. And they don't make the connection before they die. When liberals when liberals get things for people of moderate means, who most of these people are, we get them for them too, which leads to them holding up a sign that says, "Get your government hands off my," because they're morons. Morons.
Bill,
they
have a pre-existing condition called I'm from Florida.
No, it's the you know what it is? It's the absolute, because these people weren't born nuts. Everybody was a baby once. I'm going to get all misty now, but listen, they're a byproduct of a misinformation campaign that started with Nixon. A propaganda campaign furthered by a guy named Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch here, came to fuck up your entire democracy. Thanks, Mike.
And Ronald Reagan didn't help matters either.
But listen, I'll take Reagan any day next to this guy. Because, Ronald Reagan on a personal level, in many things, I hated him with a venal awfulness. But the bar got just really so low now that I'm going, Reagan's fantastic. Because you cannot get any lower than
that. I'd have George W. Bush.
Yeah. This is, Trump is to America what Caligula was to Rome.
Yeah, and he's going to have a horse running.
Yeah,
for,
was.
Didn't he have a horse
with
in the
hookers?
Yeah. Well, I reckon Stormy Daniels would do better in the Senate
Stormy Daniels interviewed on Bill Maher. Yeah. And I was really impressed.
She's a lot. Is she well presented?
She's
silly.
She's just who she is. She makes money selling her body and doing adult entertainment.
It's an act.
It's what she can legally do. And this woman who is a stripper had the balls to go up against the president of the United States. I like her, and I like her a lot.
Yeah, a porn star. And his little God bless you, sweetie. Dick.
You've got...
Well, I saw an interesting quote today. Vanessa Williams posed nude and had her Miss America crown taken away. Melania Trump posed nude, and she's the First Lady of the United States.
Yeah, that's right.
I like Vanessa Williams. She's a good actress. I like Vanessa Williams,
too. But, you know, with Stormy Daniels, I am in awe of her courage. I'm in awe of it. I really think that she... And I think it was a really kind of primitive fuck this guy. And you will not... And you know what I admire about it? And I will digress a bit. I admire the fact that she said, I'm not a victim. No one spiked my drink. I was stupid. I got paid. I slept with him. But then they went after my kids.
Yeah.
And she said, no, fuck me. No, fuck you. And that takes fucking stones. That's a substantial human being you have there. A substantial, and I think a really substantial human with a real clear sense of right and wrong. And if she made money off of this, fantastic. But she's never going to be totally hugely rich. But look what she did. I have a lot of time for her. I think she's great, and I hope she makes a lot of money. That's my view.
Yeah, I hope so too.
What do you got?
Now, I've got one of my, I always end my little segment or my rant with a totally religious nut job. This one, he's a winner now. I mean, this guy, what can I say? He's, his name is Rick Wiles.
Yeah.
Rick Wiles. And young Rick, Rick. Says that if the Democrats win the midterms, they will spill blood in America, they will murder Christians, and they will burn the churches. And I really think he believes this. You have a listen, you tell me what you think.
Yeah, okay, here it is. 222, religious nut job. Okay, this will be fun. Hold on, for 222, here it is.
This Marxist, communist, anti-Christ revolution that is in full bloom in the United States of America. Folks, make no mistake about it. This thing is anti-Christian.
Yes.
They hate God. These people are against God. These people love to abort babies. They love to promote sexual immorality. They're everything that drives them is in opposition to God and his moral laws. That is the centerpiece of their agenda.
They see God as the problem.
Yes, they see God as the problem. Listen to me. Every nation that has been taken over by Marxist communists, they immediately kill the pastors. They immediately kill Christians. They immediately burn the churches. Why? Because the cross is their enemy. Do not be fooled by what's happening in America. The people, these anarchists in America, their enemy is not the Republican Party. Their enemy isn't corporations. Their enemy is the church. They're coming against the church.
Yes.
And I've been warning people for years and years and years, you better get ready. You better be prepared. If these people ever get power, they're going to slaughter tens of thousands of pastors, tens of thousands of Christians. They will spill blood in America. That is their purpose. That is their objective.
Oh, man.
I think, I've been warning people for years, and I mean, what a jerk.
No. This is actually, since this weekend, it's about time we took these people seriously.
What?
Because
they're the ones that are going to go and shoot up the synagogues.
Yeah. They're being told by, who is this joker? Who is this fucking joker?
Rick Wiles. Speaking?
Rick Wap. Okay, Ricky, what does he got? What does he got, a YouTube show or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Good old Ricky, he probably has more people watching him than watching or listening to us.
Yeah, oh, easily. And giving him easily. And giving him money.
And giving him money. Yeah. And I hope Rick sleeps well, because here's the deal. He is putting people into, I mean, he's more or less portraying Democrats, all of us, as people who wish to kill you.
Yeah. Therefore, they've got guns, and they may shoot first.
If you're some lonely-ass drifter who's sitting there in the back of your van, maybe you strip in your spare time, or if you're some kind of neo-Nazi guy, and you believe that Democrats are unholy and are bent on your imminent physical destruction, you're inciting people to riot. That's what you're doing.
Mayhem. Worse than riot. Mayhem.
Mayhem. Listen, Trump's going down. It's going to happen.
Yeah. And he's going down. Do you think they're going to come out shooting?
Oh, fuck yes. Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be bloody. Yeah. And it's not going to be from the left.
No, of course
it's
not.
It's not going to be from the left, man. It is going to be from these Timothy McVeighs, these fucking Nazi creeps that have crawled out from under the rocks. By the way, they were under the rocks for a long time.
Yeah.
And
every single one of them used an AR-15.
And they're not going to go back under the rocks willingly.
Nah, for sure.
You know, all these Nazis and shit. Because the President of the United States is he is them.
Well, it's like that guy on the airplane that groped a woman sitting beside him. And he said, the president says it's okay because you can grab him by the pussy.
Because there's a difference. There's a cult of personality.
Yeah.
And I used to say that Hillary had a cult of personality. No, she did not really.
Not like Trump.
That's a cult of personality. Listen, I'm telling you, man, these guys have access to it. AK-14s at fucking Walmart.
Yeah.
You have the fucking dickhead Wild, this evangelist shyster, sitting there telling them that all Democrats and left-wing people want to kill your babies and massacre
and
your pastors.
They love abortions.
And do this shit. You know, what do you think the reaction is going to be? You guys have been tossing this fucking match into this gasoline can for years, and it's blowing up because you got a president now who winks at it.
Yeah.
And when Trump goes down, which he will, there is going to be catharsis on the right wing, crazy right, armed, violent shit.
No.
Because they're not going to go quietly. And Trump, if he, you know, the easiest way out of this is that he resigns.
Yeah.
But then he's on the landscape. He's got to be humiliated. He's got to be in disgrace.
Like Nixon.
Worse. Because you had some decent Republicans back with Nixon. The people that got rid of Nixon were Republicans.
Yeah.
So what we have to do right now is win the House, have the investigations, and convince enough, and get rid of them, because that's the only option we have, dudes. Anyway. Sorry, just went off on a.
That's all tangent, right,
but
Bill.
That is scary shit.
Your name is on the label. Yeah, I thought you'd like
it. It's scary shit now, because if one of these numbskulls hears this shit, they're walking into your school.
Yeah.
This is the, you know, really, seriously, you got to vote, man. You got to vote.
Yeah.
You got to vote. We got to stop this. This is insane.
Do you know how many
either that or move
Democrats,
to Australia, guys. Hi.
Do you know how many registered Democrats did not vote in November 2016?
I don't want to know.
40 million.
I know.
If just
hey,
half
listen,
of...
here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm making a prediction right now. I'm making a prediction that everyone who's anyone is going to be out there voting. I'm making a prediction that this is going to be the most astounding turnout in a midterm election in the history of this country.
If they can only overcome the people that are not being wiped off the polls.
I'm not thinking negative. I'm not thinking negative. We're going to bury him. We're going to bury him.
Well, that's what happened in Florida in 2000.
The Republicans are sitting there with all this shit, you know. Yeah. No. He's done. He's done.
All right.
We got to vote. Go out there and put, and it's like, you know, fuck you, vote blue. Thank you. Yeah. Try the veal. We're here all week. Okay. What's up?
Oh, comedy.
Yeah.
My namesake, Randy Rainbow, whom I love dearly.
Yeah.
It's got a wonderful one that he's done on Brett Kavanaugh.
Ooh, fabulous. Okay. Mm. All right. Randy Rainbow singing about Brett Kavanaugh, and then we'll have our tinfoil hat for 222.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a minute.
And joining me now to discuss the ongoing battle to confirm Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is counselor to the president and former jazzercise instructor Kellyanne Conway, and we thank her for being with us. Okay, Kellyanne, I'm going to stop you right there.
Nothing came out of my mouth yet.
Kavanaugh's confirmation has been dramatically halted by accusations made by Christine Blasey Ford, who claims he sexually assaulted her at a party in the 80s. And it now appears, after an extended back and forth, that she is willing to testify to the Judiciary Committee.
He is willing to testify and clear his name and say under oath what he has said otherwise, which is unequivocally and categorically, this is not true.
Donald Trump has taken to Twitter and now seems to be blaming the accuser. Is that out of character for him? He's usually so sensitive when it comes to women's issues.
Let me just say this. You want to lay the blame at somebody's feet? Look no further than your Democratic friends, starting with Senator Feinstein.
I don't know her.
Why is it not enough for you that a man has gone through 6 FBI vets who said he wasn't there, who's willing to testify under oath, was willing to do it last month?
Republicans assumed he was a shoo-in. Political control was all they saw. But look whose reputation's now in ruin. Judge Kavanaugh. Why, who could have foretold the accusations, which Feinstein pulled last minute from her bra? And now the Dems demand investigations of Kavanaugh.
We're waiting for her to testify. Everybody wants to hear her.
Kavanaugh, a name that makes the liberals squirm.
I will oppose him with everything I've got.
But Kavanaugh. Might be who they confirm.
Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
Now Grassley's having late night Twitter meltdowns, and Spartacus is practically in tears. He'd rather he withdraw. Is this the final straw? Or is it just the start of 40 years with Kavanaugh?
Christine Blasey Ford accepts the request to testify.
If his accuser talks, he may well be screwed. In his own words, no one's above the law.
No one is above the law.
He always looks like he just ate bad seafood. Judge Kavanaugh.
No, because you're not being honest.
You might say that he cock-blocked Merrick Garland. The Dems might say it's still stuck in their craw. Now headed for the highest court in our land. Judge Kavanaugh. This sure ain't going how we planned.
A new allegation.
Against Supreme Court nominee Judge
Kavanaugh. Yeah, don't try to shake his hand.
Excuse me, don't you go there.
Now he's accused of sexual misconduct, a crime at which our president's a pro. And though some say pshaw, some find it well a flaw, still privileged old white assholes can't say no to Kavanaugh.
I thank President Trump for the honor of this nomination.
To Trump, he's just a walking campaign promise. When questioned, he just tends to hem and haw. He's like like a younger, whiter Clarence Thomas. Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. If Donald Trump says he'll prevail,
Judge Kavanaugh is one of the finest people.
Then Kavanaugh.
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 Will likely go to jail.
Excuse me, don't you go there.
But Brett, if you're confirmed before November, protect and love the country that you serve. Or just throw out the law and make America the 1950s Russia we deserve. Brett Kavanaugh.
Don't you go there.
Yes, it's the news and commentary we listen to because we hate our own head, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for our tinfoil hats. Randy.
I have what I think is literally a tinfoil hat about tinfoil hats.
Ooh.
This is a product, and I'm not kidding, that is a knitted cap for men, women, and children that has... signal-proof apparel. It literally has metal threads. And you can also get it in underwear, you know, so you don't get your nuts irradiated by the phone in your pocket. It's literally like a tinfoil hat. Now, you think I'm kidding.
No, I'm not.
But it's true. It's true. It costs a fortune, but people will pay for it.
You know... Americans are scared shitless of everything now. Let me tell you something. The guy down the street with the AR-15, he's going to get you before the fucking mobile phone is, okay? You know?
Yeah, but he's probably wearing one of these. That's really quite stylish. One of those.
All right. Okay, so it's knit. It's
knit caps that you put on that stop signals.
Jesus Christ. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, is this American or is this like worldwide?
Oh, what else?
It's American. Yay. Yay us. You know, it's a first world problem when you think about it, because if you're in Yemen, you're just hoping you don't get bombed. But in America, you know, those mobile phones will make you sterile. So here you go. Tinfoil hat.
The whole world is composed of reflections, small and large, minor and great, silent and deafening, unimportant and extremely important. Sound is reflected. Image is reflected. Light, heat, power are reflected. We came up with an idea on how to reflect something that can harm us. We are introducing a hat that reflects harmful signals from telephones and electrical appliances because the electromagnetic smog is truly everywhere. Imagine a stylish hat that fits incredibly well not only on you, but your closest friends as well. A practical and comfortable hat to protect you from the wind, cold, and even the strong sun. A hat you can take with you to the mountains, to ski, on a bike, on a first date, to school, to work, and even on a plane. And now imagine a hat that has, in addition to all that's been said already, a unique feature. It protects against invisible electromagnetic smog. The revolutionary Shield Hat, a stylish headwear reflecting an unwanted signal from mobile phones, Wi-Fi routers, transmitters, satellites, and even the radiation of an ordinary microwave. The Shield Hat contains a special layer that has excellent antibacterial, anti-odor, and anti-radiation features. However, the most important is that it stops the penetration of harmful electromagnetic radiation. Shield is your personal bodyguard against harmful radiation, as well as a stylish accessory for everyday wear. Reflect harmful signals before they are reflected on your health. If you like our idea, support it by a contribution. And thanks to you, we would be able to develop new, improved versions of our products.
That's it. I'm leaving. Good night.
Well, now that you can have a real tinfoil hat.
I got... I got nothing. I got nothing. I got nothing. It's just, this is real, right?
Yeah.
This is not a put on. This gonna, is real.
No, you go on a video. You go onto a video and watch it. It's on YouTube, and it's an ad, you know, for this. And it has a little kid wearing one. They're cute little beanies, you know, like.
They look good. They're tinfoil hats.
But Shield signal proof headwear. Oh, they're really talking about.
I'm dying. Yeah, tinfoil hat. I really am. I'm dying inside.
It's pretty bad.
What is wrong with you people?
And they cost about $60.
I just want to go.
I think they cost about $60.
I want to go up to America and just shake them and just go, "What did you take?"
Bill, this is our shaking. This is our shaking. It's a show.
Oh my God, it's like you know, America's your best friend, right? You know, like even Australians here, they like we fought wars together and shit. Now Australia's like leaning over you, going, "Man, you're crazy. You gotta fucking sleep. You gotta sleep this off. You're talking about stylish headgear that blocks invisible signals."
Yeah, and underwear if you want it.
Oh my God. This is a revolution. We've done 220. Fuck, I don't know. Two 22 shows, and this is the first tinfoil hat we've had about a tinfoil hat.
But you can actually buy tinfoil hats online.
I know, but they're a joke, aren't they?
Well, no. I mean, my other hat is made out of tinfoil. People sell really lovely hats made out of tinfoil that you can buy.
It just gets crazier, man. I can wake up. Yeah. Anyway.
Designer tinfoil hats on Amazon. You think
on
I'm
Amazon.
Kidding?
You know, right. Yeah. Cool. It's on Amazon. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a first for this show. In 222 shows, we've never done a tinfoil hat about a tinfoil hat. Thank you, Uncle Randy. That was scary.
You're welcome, Uncle Bill. Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's about us for tonight. It's about
it 20, is.
An hour and 26
minutes.
We're
sorry
there
was such
God.
A long break.
Yeah, we took a long
break. I'm sorry it was such a long break.
We love you guys, and thank you for listening to our little therapy sessions. We'll have another one in about 2 weeks, hopefully. And I'm really terribly sorry about the fact that we just had to take a break. I really think that I had to take a break.
You're not going to tell them, are you?
What? That I lost the last show?
Yeah.
We actually did a show.
You just told them.
And I lost it. I lost it. I couldn't find it before I could post it.
On the computer. Yeah. Sorry.
Because I'm an idiot.
I've got my half if you just want to hear that.
Yeah. I know. Everyone knows. Listen to this show around the world. You know. Yeah, I'm an idiot.
It's technology. It's technology, people. It's not foolproof.
I'm in technology. I actually, when it comes to being informed, unfortunately, I am. And I read a lot. And that makes me very depressed. But I would like to do a little humorous thing now. You remember that guy in Georgia? The Secretary of State who's running.
Secretary of State, yeah.
Who's
yeah.
running and is in control of the voting system.
Yeah.
Evidently, there are about 50,000 or 100,000 votes that he's held.
Mainly black, mainly
Democrat.
Mainly
black people. And
who spelled their names wrong or something.
Yeah, he spelled your names wrong. Evidently, he just happened to be black. Imagine that. In Texas.
And,
I mean,
and
in Georgia.
To be Democrat,
in Georgia. Yeah. Imagine that. In Georgia. So, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of this incredible statesman of the Republican Party who's trying to rig the election that he's involved in, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with Randy Newman. And
another Randy!
Randy Newman, and is the immortal from 1968, I think, 69.
Wow, that's early.
Because that's where we are right now, and that's where the Republicans are. Ladies and gentlemen, from 1969, Randy Newman's Rednecks. Listen to the lyrics, and that's what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time. Say goodbye, Randy.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah, goodbye, Randy.
Last night I saw Lester Maddox on a TV show. with some smart-ass New York Jew. And the Jew laughed at Lester Maddox, and the audience laughed at Lester Maddox too. Well, he may be a fool, but he's our fool. And if they think they're better than him, they're wrong. So I went to the park and I took some paper along, and that's where I made this song. We talk real funny down here, we drink too much, we laugh too loud. Tennessee.